When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Welcome back. I am Dale Lally. He is Matt Williamson, and this is The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio. Matt, the list that I wanted to go through here is actually on NFL.com. Greg Rosenthal, with the retirement of Tom Brady earlier this week, came up with his rankings on the top quarterbacks of all time. Wow. And it's actually all-time Super Bowl quarterback ranking. So you had to have at least played in a Super Bowl to make this list, which limits it somewhat, but most best quarterbacks have at least played in a Super Bowl.
And even the Marinos that didn't get back or whatever, you know.
Still got to one. Maybe, so, yeah. So number one on his list, he calls this goat pasture. Well, it can't be goat pasture.
There's only one.
That word gets thrown around way too much.
Yeah.
By definition, there can only be one because it's the greatest of all time.
It's a singular term.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, you can't have seven of them.
Right.
But he has Brady number one.
Okay.
Johnny Unitas number two.
Okay. I mean, I would start the list in the Super Bowl era. I guess Unitas did play in Super Bowl.
He played in a Super Bowl. Yes.
I see. His good years weren't in Super Bowl era, but there you have it. Super quick. I mean, there's so many Brady numbers that are staggering. But I was looking at this the other day. There's 15 quarterbacks, including Ben and Bradshaw, that have won 10 or more playoff games, with Montana being at 16. He's number two. Brady's won 35. Yeah. That's bonkers.
Yeah. So Unitas is number two. Joe Montana, number three.
Okay. I mean, he was in the goat pasture before Brady showed up.
Yeah, right. Two Pittsburgh guys there, though, in the top three. Number four, he has Peyton Manning. Number five. Yeah. Number five is another Pittsburgh guy, Dan Marino.
I think Marino's tragically underrated on quarterback all-time lists.
If Marino played in today's NFL.
Oh, come on, man. Right.
6,000 yards would be within reach.
Yeah. The way he threw and aggression and right. I mean, like, with all respect to Duper and Clayton, they're not Swan and Stallworth.
No.
Manny Moss. You know.
At six, he has Aaron Rodgers.
I'm fine with that.
At seven, he has Brett Favre. I don't know that I can say that.
That sounds a little rich, just knowing some names that should be on the horizon here. Frankly, yeah. I think I'd have Mahomes ahead of both those guys.
Right.
And climbing rapidly.
He has the best second tier guys.
So that was the whole goat pasture?
That was the goat pasture, yes.
That's a big pasture.
Yeah. He has Steve Young at number eight.
Okay. I mean, if you take Young over Aikman, I mean, I'll take Elway over both those guys.
Elway's next at nine.
Okay.
Elway would be higher on the list for me. I'd take Elway over Favre.
Me too. He'd be right next to Marino, probably.
Yeah. I mean, he got the five Super Bowls.
Yeah. I mean, he was a superstar early. Another one. I always have this Elway conversation with people like, yeah, but he threw to the three amigos. I'm like, name one of them. I mean, I know them. Some people don't, but you want to know who Ricky Natil and Vance Johnson are. You know,
right. Come on. 10 is Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, for now.
That's up seven spots, by the way, from, I guess, the previous time he did this.
Okay.
At 11, he has Roger Staubach.
pretty darn good. I'd have Roger over both Steeler guys.
At 12, he has Drew Brees.
Heck of a career.
I don't. Brees, if you were asking me, if you asked me, like, you put Ben Roethlisberger up against Drew Brees in a throwing competition,
right?
It's not even close.
Or really, if you put Brees in Pittsburgh, where he has to deal with breezes,
yeah,
and Ben in the dome, like. I love Drew Brees. He's a tremendous player, but he had some advantages.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. At 13, he has Bart Starr.
Fine. I mean, I'm not going to fight on Bart Starr, but
yeah.
I'd rather play against Bart Starr than many people he's about to mention with all this Bart Starr, you know.
The next group is in or should be in the Hall of Fame. He's got at 14, Fran Tarkenton.
No Steelers yet. It's starting to irritate me a little.
At 15, we finally get to Ben Roethlisberger.
Okay. I'm fine with Ben over Bradshaw. I'm not sure that I'm fine with Tarkenton over Bradshaw.
Yeah. Yeah. Or over Roethlisberger, for that matter.
Right, right, right.
At 16 is Troy Aikman.
Solid. He'd be right next to you. I mean, I don't know about him versus Young, though.
About
same era.
At 17 is Terry Bradshaw.
That's 16 better quarterbacks have played in the Super Bowl than the guy with four rings.
A little disrespectful. A little disrespectful.
Yeah, he wasn't exactly a caretaker either in the Bart Starr mold.
You know? Right, especially when you look at the guys who are right after him. 18, 19, and 20 are Joe Namath, Bob Greasy, and Len Dawson.
Okay. I mean, Namath burned bright, but not for long.
Yeah, and Namath, people now look at Namath and wonder why he's in the Hall of Fame because, you know, he threw more interceptions and touchdowns and all that stuff.
Numbers are bad.
He was a superstar.
He was a superstar.
He put the AFL on a map.
Yeah. I mean, he was a superstar. I mean, Broadway Joe, he's in New York. I mean, like,
yeah,
he changed the game. You can't talk about the NFL history without talking about Joe Namath.
Right.
You can mention, you don't have to mention Len Dawson.
Right. Right. At 21 is Jim Kelly.
Hmm. This neighborhood's really good players. You know, I mean, I'm not going to fight Jim Kelly. He was pretty darn good.
22 is Kurt Warner.
I was wondering where he'd pop up. Like Warner, and I'm glad Eli hasn't been served.
Yeah, right. 23 is Ken Anderson.
Wow. Yeah, we've talked about that over the years. I mean, there's a
he strong. He should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Should be in the Hall of Fame. 24 is Kenny Stabler.
Okay.
And then 25 is Russell Wilson.
I think he's a Hall of Famer. I was asked that when he got traded to Denver. Is he a Hall of Famer if he quits today? And I thought the answer was yes. The year in Denver sure didn't help, though.
It hasn't helped, yeah.
And I don't know that he'll ever get back to playing top 10 quarterback play.
Yeah.
It'll be an interesting one when his time comes up.
The next group is fun to watch.
Hmm.
So number 26 is Donovan McNabb.
Okay. Not going to be a Hall of Famer.
No. 27 is Boomer Esiason.
Fun to watch.
28, Daryl LaMonica.
Yeah. Bomber.
29, Matt Ryan.
Not going to be a Hall of Famer.
I don't think he's a Hall of Famer, yeah.
I don't either.
30 is Matthew Stafford.
I would put him over Ryan.
I would, too. 31 is Earl Morrill.
Okay.
32, Eli Manning.
I'm glad he's this low. I think he's a lot closer to Matt Ryan than he is Big Brother.
Yeah. 33, Steve McNair.
Hmm. I mean, I'd put him over McNabb.
McNair in his prime was certainly a better quarterback than Eli Manning.
Yeah. I mean, he's awful to play against.
Yeah, he just presented so many challenges for you. 34 is Rich Gannon.
He had an MVP year and like four good years, though.
Yeah. Crazy talent for a tier this low is the next group down. 35 is Cam Newton.
I mean, he fits that criteria.
Yeah. 36, Joe Theismann.
He was a lot better athlete than people realize, too. Like, I watched his Football Life not long ago, and he would, like, return punts, and, you know, so Everyone just remembers the leg breaking.
37, Phil Simms.
Solid, yeah.
38, Ron Jaworski.
Okay. I started becoming a football fan when he was good, and I never thought he was great. You know,
yeah.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Did that impression on me.
39 is Joe Burrow.
I would put him over a lot of those guys. I mean, it's not his fault he's young.
So, yeah, but it's tough to do. I mean, obviously, yeah, to do it at this point in his career. 40, Drew Bledsoe.
Also a quality player, sure.
41, Matt Hasselbeck.
Yeah. I'm feeling the neighborhood here.
Yeah. 42, Craig Morton.
Okay.
43, Kerry Collins.
He was better than people think. I mean, not that I'm saying he should be in the Hall of Fame, but he was an accumulator and ended up with a lot of yards.
Yeah.
When it was all been done.
44, Jim Plunkett. He went 2-0 in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I guess he has two rings.
He's like the one guy who won two Super Bowls and is never going to get in the Hall of Fame.
And is 48th or whatever on this list, too.
Yeah, 44.
On the Heisman, I mean, yeah.
Middle of the pack. Boy, I've forgotten that this guy started the Super Bowl. But Chris Chandler, he's 45.
Wow.
46 okay. Is Billy Kilmer.
Middle of the pack's a little night. Yeah.
47, Brad Johnson.
Ooh.
He won a Super Bowl. 48, yeah. Mark Rypien. He won a Super Bowl.
Flacco 40, should be some of these guys.
49 is Joe Flacco.
Okay. I mean, he had a better career than most of them.
Yeah. Well, 50, Jeff Hostetler.
He won a Super Bowl.
51, Nick Foles.
Wow. So are these guys that won a Super Bowl?
These are guys that if you've played in a Super Bowl, ranking okay, the all-time okay. Super Bowl quarterbacks.
That's what I thought originally. Okay.
Yeah. 52, Neil O'Donnell.
I mean, there's got to be a total of like 80 or something, right? I mean,
yeah, somewhere in that range.
That means there's a lot of bad ones.
53, Colin Kaepernick.
I don't know where you'd rank him, but that's fair.
Yeah, 54 is Jake Delhomme.
Yeah.
55 is Jared Goff.
Ooh, okay.
56. I
mean, my takeaway here is a lot of good teams went without great quarterbacks.
Right, yeah. I mean, you see it here. Now, yeah. Getting back again is the tough part. You can get there once maybe with a subpar quarterback. Mm-hmm. 56 is Doug Williams.
Okay.
57 is where Jalen Hurts now comes in at. It's a small sample size.
I mean, yeah, I don't know where you put him. But, I mean, but he at least is in MVP conversations. The last 10 guys you mentioned aren't.
Yeah.
He really only had one good year, though.
58, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah. I mean, I don't much comment on this group.
There are 59 is Jim McMahon.
Yeah. Not as important to that team as people thought.
No. 60 is Joe Kapp with the Vikings.
Okay.
61. This name still stings for Steeler fans. Stan Humphries.
Ouch. Yeah. Didn't fare so well when he got there.
No, he did not. 62, Trent Dilfer.
Total caretaker, yeah.
63, Vince Ferragamo.
Against the Steelers.
And then the end of the line, the last three guys. So there are 66 quarterbacks who have started in the Super Bowl. 64 is Tony Eason.
He didn't fare so well either. It was a rough day.
It was a very rough day. 65, David Woodley.
Who? So that was the 80, real quick on Eason. That was the 85 Bears or whatever.
Yeah.
It was 12. And I remember it was one of the first bets I've ever made. I bet the kid next to me in one of my class. We bet a quarter a point. So if you won by 4 points, you won a buck.
Right.
I won like $15. It was like, that's like me now winning like 15 grand. I was so happy.
As I mentioned, David Woodley at 65 and the final quarterback
who
went to a Super Bowl. Any ideas? Who do you think it might be here?
Is it in the last 20 years or first 20 years?
In the last 20 years.
No, I don't
Rex
know.
Grossman.
Ah, sexy Rexy. Yeah. I guess he deserves to be last.
Yeah, not very good.
Where would Purdy have ended up?
He would be way down on this list.
Yeah.
We haven't talked about that, by the way. That's a torn ligament for him.
He's going to miss a lot of time.
He's out at least 6 months. So he's not going to be ready at the start of the season next year. And as you mentioned before, there was some talk that, you know, they're going to make open a competition between him and Trey Lance. There's going to be no competition now.
No, right. There was even talk maybe Trey Lance would end up in Tennessee with their new GM, or, you know, hand it over to Purdy. I mean, unless you're going to Jacoby Brissett it or Darnold or Mike White or somebody to hold down the fort until Purdy comes back, you're kind of stuck.
You really are. So it's unfortunate for the young man because, you know, he earned that opportunity to at least be in the competition, and now he's not going to get that chance, but that's the way the NFL goes.
No doubt. And it's got to be hard on the play call, or, you know, Shanahan really, is what offense do we install? Even if deep down you want Purdy to be the starter and think he should be, the Trey Lance offense is going to look a lot different than the Purdy offense.
And, you know, maybe you don't let Jimmy Garoppolo leave.
I think Jimmy's leaving.
I mean, I think he is as well, but, you know.
If you're Jimmy in the Saints or Washington or Jets or Colts or, I mean, I probably can name Panthers, you got to go.
You almost have to, yeah. But they're in a tough situation.
That injury hurts them a lot more than originally thought.
Yeah, you know, for sure.
Didn't help their chances of beating the Eagles either. But, you know.
And the idea or the opportunities, if you're a veteran quarterback, is that going to be where you're going to want to go?
No.
Because you've got, you just used a second overall pick on this other guy. Mm-hmm. You let Purdy start down the stretch last. Like, I don't want to sign up for that.
Yeah, that screams being the third wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So interesting.
Yeah. It is interesting how that shakes out. And then Brady retiring takes another starter out of the mix too.
Right.
Ends up in the chair or wherever, you know?
Yeah. Cause they have to make some kind of pitch for a veteran there.
I would think.
I mean,
hand at the Trask.
I can't imagine them doing that, but who knows? Did you miss any of our show today? You can download full episodes of all of our SNR podcast shows, such as The Drive, In the Locker Room with Wolf and Starks, The Steelers Blitz with Wes and Moats, The Steelers Standard with Tom and Jacob, as well as many more. They're all available on the Steelers mobile app, the iHeartRadio app, and wherever you get your podcasts. That's going to do it for our show today. Hope everybody has a nice weekend. Watch the Senior Bowl, maybe catch a little bit of Pro Bowls this weekend, right? Sunday?
I have no idea.
The Pro Bowl games, I should say. It's not.
Yeah, right.
All right. I know the rosters have been set. Cam Hayward going back for a sixth time, so good for him. He deserved it. I like Jeffrey Simmons, as I know you like Jeffrey Simmons.
Oh, love him. Yeah, he's a tremendous player.
Cam Hayward had a better year than him.
Probably. He had a better year than every defensive tackle not named Chris Jones, I think.
Yeah. Hayward had 20 more tackles.
Did he?
Than Simmons. I think he had 3.5 more sacks, more tackles for a loss, more quarterback hits. I don't know.
I think Simmons missed two games too.
Yeah, I don't know what metric you want to look at to say, but Hayward was just better across the board.
Yeah, and I don't think either one of us were saying, boy, Simmons is undeserving. It's not.
No, not at all. But I thought that Hayward was deserving again. He's going now, so that's all that matters. That's going to do it for our show today. So Matt and I will be back in Pittsburgh in studio again next Monday. We're going Monday, Wednesday, Friday for The Drive. So if you don't hear us on a Tuesday or if you hear the old show, that's why that's doing that. We'll do that now until basically we get to the combine, and we'll go all week long at the combine. because that's what we do.
Combine.
Yeah. And then we'll have the triple takes coming up here soon on the Steelers.com. So I know those are very popular with Mike Prisuta, Matt and myself. So we'll kick those off here in another couple of weeks. And so it's going to start happening here pretty quickly with the draft stuff.
And you're still pumping out content for Steelers.com too, like crazy, I'm sure.
Yeah, like a maniac. people say, what do you do in the offseason? What offseason? There's no offseason. Right. It's the NFL. That's the way it goes. But for my partner, Matt Williamson, I am Dale Lally. We appreciate you listening to this edition of The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.